The Refreshment Club, electrically transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Starting today, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company brings you the Refreshment Club, a gay, informal half hour of music and fun under the direction of that famous master of ceremonies, Don McNeil. And we bring you the good news that this program will come to you five times a week at the same time, Monday through Friday. The Refreshment Club is about to come to order, and the Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes you to today's meeting and invites you to become a regular member. We'll begin with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Here.
Helen Jane Belke.
Present.
Joan and her escort.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil himself.
Hello.
Don, the meeting is all yours.
Thank you. Don't get up. Just stay right where you are. Let us try and refresh you during the next few minutes. Now, here's a little daily ritual that we want you to go through with us. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the eye. Open the bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's aboard, all aboard, on the Refreshment Club Express with Walter Blaufuss and the orchestra. All right, here we go. You can hear the train panting in the station. Listen.
Oh!
Well, that isn't exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, popcorn, peanuts, chewing gum, and ice-cold Coca-Cola.
We've landed somewhere. I want you to know that that entire effect was done by Walter Blaufuss and all the boys here, the orchestra. In fact, the train panting in the station, for example, the pants belong to Carol Martin, his trombone. The reason that we start with a railroad number is to aid your digestion. You know, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-choo. one of the passengers on the train was Clark Dennis, whom you shall presently know as the Refreshment Club Romeo, the Flint, Michigan Flash, or Butch. To his mother. How are you, Clark?
I feel fine, Don. Everything is happy days and jolly times down in Dixieland.
Yes, we're... Period. Clark, I might describe you a little bit for our radio audience here. Clark's a very personable young man. How old are you, Clark?
Oh, about 23 or 24.
Oh, somewhere in there, you see. He's rather blonde, Fairly tall, somewhere between 2 feet and a small skyscraper. And he has two eyes, a nose, mouth. Very nice young guy. Wears his hair pompadour. He likes his comb so well, he refuses to part with it. Clark, you sure you feel all right, huh?
Well, my doctor says that I need more roughage. What would you suggest?
Well, I don't know. You might join a professional hockey team, I guess. Or get in the saxophone section. Clark, tell me, now that we've gotten to know each other in the audience here a little bit, a little matter here. I wonder, I noticed your pocket's jingling there. Could you cash a small check for me?
Sorry, Don. I wouldn't cash a check for my own brother.
Well, of course, you know your family better than I do. I'm sorry I brought it up. All right, what are you going to sing, Clark?
I'm going to sing When Did You Leave Heaven?
You keep me out of this. Go on and sing.
When did you leave heaven? How could they let you go? I used to dream about angels, but then I never knew that I'd ever meet one, and such a sweet one, till I met you. When did you leave heaven? How could they let you go? How's everything in heaven? I'd like to know. Why did you trade heaven for all these earthly things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you lose your wings? Have they missed you? Can you get back in? If I kissed you, would it be a sin? I am only human, but you are so divine. When did you?
Very, very nice. When did you leave heaven? Yeah, that's a great thought, isn't it? You know, some people don't believe the story about the stork, but there really is such a bird. You know, to prove it's true, every year in Chicago, they hold what they call the International Live Stork Exposition. Oh, my. I'm sorry. We want you to know the people on this program. We're just good friends here. Just have a good time together. I'll tell you more about Walter Blaufuss later. Walter's from Milwaukee, likes good things to eat, stuff like that, but I'll get to him later. You think not? And all the boys in the band, this is the first program of our Refreshment Club series, and after you get to be a regular Refreshment Clubber, said he stuttering slightly, why, you'll get to know that the Refreshment Club is a program of music and wit. Half music and half wit. We want you to know Joan and the Escorts. Joan and the Escorts, Ted, Floyd, and Cliff. Joan is Joan. They'll be with you this same day every week. And today they're going to sing what, Joan and the Escorts?
Running a Temperature, Don.
You're running a temperature? You are? You know, I thought I was the other day. I went down to a doctor and talked to him a while, and he listened to a couple of my gags. He said, you're not so hot. All right, go ahead.
I've been sick, but I'm convalescent. Haven't pumped while the nurse is guessing. Why, running a temperature, and though she doesn't know it's on account of her.
Well, who's there?
Why, it's your nurse, boy.
Oh, come on in, gorgeous.
Well, tell me how you're feeling today.
Oh, gee, nurse, we're really far from okay, but...
Well, then I'll have to take your temperature.
Do
Oh, land sakes alive, the thermometer says 105. Boys, you're running a temperature.
Could you advise a little tonic? All of my symptoms point to you.
Gee, I don't know what to do, but I hear your heart is delirious. Gosh, I'm afraid it's serious.
Well, how does it look? Will I pull through?
I'll call a doctor right away.
There's no time for delay. Mine's an emergency case.
Shall I keep those doctors away?
Yes, I'll take my treatment in your sweet embrace. Oh, honey, I'm running a temperature.
Don't try to prove it's contagious.
How can you say no?
But you're a volcano.
Just burning up for you.
But to burn up would only make matters worse.
Well, what you gonna do about it, tell us, nurse?
Well, now, a case like yours never gets my goat. So open up your mouth while I look at your throat. Say ah.
Ah.
Oh, gee, just what I thought. Why, you've housemaids me. And your pulse has a funny little beat. Now, I'm convinced that you have flat feet.
That our condition is really serious.
You'll be lucky if you're not delirious.
Oh, is there a doctor in the house?
Well, now, I'm Dr. Smith, and what's the trouble, nurse?
Well, if you want to know, Doc, the patients are worse.
Honey, I'm running the temperature, so could you advise a little tonic? All of my symptoms point out that it's you that's causing all the trouble. Honey, my heart is delirious, and we're afraid that it might be chronic.
Well, to tell the truth now, I don't think that you'll pull through.
Whoa, then there's no more time, no time for delay. Ours is an emergency case.
Shall I keep those doctors away?
Yes, we'll take a treatment in your embrace. Whoa, 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 my temperature.
It's going up every minute. 101?
Oh!
102?
Oh!
103? Oh! Well, I do. It's going up, 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 up.
Oh, nurse, we're burning up for
you're
you.
You're telling me.
We're burning up.
Now we come to something a little different. You know, if you listen to our refreshment club every day, you'll discover that Walter Bloffus varies your musical menu. Each succeeding course of melody is a little different. Try to make it appealing, try to make it refreshing. Walter is a great musician. Plays by ear, has an uncle who's an artist, paints by eye. Marvelous, the Bloffus family. Quiet, Walter. Now it's, for example, waltz time around the refreshment club. Waltz Time by Walter Bloffus and the Refreshmenteers. Nice waltzing, Walter. That was Stars in My Eyes from Grace Moore's picture, The King Steps Out. Now, refreshment clubbers, won't you lend an ear for a moment to Bob Denton, our recording secretary. Bob, what about it?
Well, friend, we bring you this daily program for your refreshment and enjoyment. Like everybody else, you appreciate those things which brighten your home. Good music, good company, good food. And don't overlook Coca-Cola. For the pause that refreshes with frosty bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator will brighten the most important part of your home, the people in it. Your guests will respond to Coca-Cola's life and sparkle. Your family will welcome its cheerful, wholesome refreshment. And you yourself will find that, in the midst of household duties, a short pause for the refreshing goodness of an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola will help to get work done more easily. A half dozen bottles in your refrigerator is good housekeeping. And you can get 6 bottles of Coca-Cola so conveniently at any time in the 6-bottle carton, which is so easy to carry. Your favorite dealer will supply you. Now the meeting's yours, Don.
Thanks, Bob. I'd like to introduce Helen Jane Belkey to you. She's the Refreshment Club honey, as we call her. Very attractive young lady. How old are you, Helen Jane?
22. No, 21. 22. Can't even remember.
You can't even remember?
Uh-uh.
Just like Clark, she's somewhere in between there, around that someplace. I don't know. You don't think much of your age, I guess, till you get to be 30. Hey, Walter? Oh, pardon me. She's very attractive, Helen Jane Belkey is. Of course, I guess she should attract the men. They say her father is a steel magnet. Is that right? Oh, I just made that up. That isn't right at all. Helen Jane, have you made out your Christmas list yet?
Oh, sure.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. I don't know. I just can't get the Christmas spirit this year. I feel so listless.
Oh.
I'll wait a minute while that sinks in.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You know, Helen Jane, I know that you have a hope chest. I know the listeners don't know that, but I know that. Have a hope chest, just in case, you know. That's Helen Jane. She's just 22 years old, very nice looking, as I said before. She might get a proposal, you know. You might get one like Walter Blopp. Did you ever hear about that, Helen Jane?
No, I didn't, Don.
Oh, it was a dandy. Walter's a very quiet chap, as you know. That's an example. Well, he used to be very quiet, at least. You know what happened when he proposed? He just held up a diamond ring, and he said, A. Mrs. Blopp looked at him and said, uh-huh. All right, what are you going to sing, Helen Jane?
I can't give you anything but love.
The Christmas gift song. Fine.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, wish you to find happiness, and I guess all those things we've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby, with diamond bracelets that were worth dozens sell, baby. But till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, that I can't give you anything but love. Rome wasn't built in a day, dear. You have to pay dear for what you get. But I am willing to wait, dear. Your little maid, dear, will not forget. You have a lifetime before you. I'll adore you, come what may. Please don't be blue for the present, when it's so pleasant to hear you say. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby, with diamond bracelets the world doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, that I can't give you, can't seem to give you, I can't give you anything but love.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories together. Carry me back to old Virginny. Thank you. program of friendship. And I've never heard it expressed any better than this. I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I'm with you. I love you not only for what you've made of yourself, but what you're making of me. I love you for putting your hand into my heaped-up heart and passing over all the foolish, weak things that you can't help dimly seeing there, and drawing out in the light all the beautiful belongings that no one else had looked quite far enough to find. I love you because you're helping me to make of the lumber of my life not a tavern, but a temple. Out of the work of my everyday life, not a reproach, but a song. I love you because you've done more than any creed could have done to make me good, and more than any fate could have done to make me happy. You've done it without a touch, without a word, without a sigh. You've done it by being yourself. Perhaps that is what being a friend means, after all. Refreshed our memories. Now let's get back to the present with a snap. Here's Ralph Smith, our drummer, who's going to take a very leading part in this next number, which is called Tom Thumb's Drum. Ralph Smith first started playing the drum to keep his kid quiet at home. But he's been playing it ever since, and since he's been playing Tom Thumb's drum especially, why, he's been condensing everything, you know. Everything is Tom Thumb with Ralph. Now, he was eating a small grapefruit the other day. It tasted all right, but certainly was a little squirt. Tom Thumb's Drum. Here they go. Thumb's Drum. Nice going. Now, Ted, Floyd, and Cliff are going to leave Joan out of this and step out to the opera by themselves. They're going a little high hat there. I've been noticing that people who add their noses to the grindstones are turning them up again, getting high hat. Yes, come on, boys, out to the opera. My friend laughed when I spoke to the waiter in French, but the laugh was on him when I told the waiter to give him the check. Ho, ho.
We're stepping out to the opera. Got a pair of seats on the aisle. We don't know much about the opera. We only know that the opera's style. Hey, 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 mister, grab us a taxi. Gotta see the Toreador. These clothes we rented from Maxi. They are the best that he had in the store. Ring off the curtain. When does it begin? Pass me the peanuts and gum. Da-da-da-da.
Why, look at the high hat. Please hand me my hat.
Gee, but the show is dumb.
You said it.
We're stepping out to the opera just to show that we're in the know. And when we step out of the opera, we drop around to see our picture show.
Hiya there, Joe. Say, would you like to go to the opera?
No, I'd rather go to Coney Island any old day, boy, and take in the rides and drink pink lemonade and, above all, see Little Egypt.
Okay, Joe. How about you, Sandy? Would you like to go to the opera? I'll give you a tip. It's going to be a good one.
Sure, and if it's a tip you're giving, man, I'll go.
Okay.
Hey, mister, grab us a taxi. Gotta see the Toreador. These clothes be rented from Maxi. They are the best that he had in the store.
Hey, fellas, the curtain's going up. They're going to start the show now.
Boy, oh boy, I'd like to wring that guy's neck.
Oh, look at the high hats. Please hand me my hat.
We're getting out by heck. Whoa, we're stepping out to the opera. Just to show that we're in the know. When we step out of the opera, we'll drop around, see a picture show.
Perhaps Mae West, we like her best.
Perhaps Tom Mix or Richard Dix.
One thing we know,
we won't see an opera on us.
We'll drop around, see a picture show.
Yes, sir. From my seat in the balcony, it looks like about last call for refreshment. Walter Blaufuss and the refreshment here. Sing, baby, sing. The first meeting of our club comes to an end. Be sure and join us again tomorrow to hear the refreshment clubbers. Ellen Jane Belkey, Clark Dennis, Bill Krenz, our pianist, has something special for you. The Coca-Cola Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, and yours truly, Don McNeil. Until then, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause of refreshing. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.